Welcome to PPM Simplifies. This is a weekly podcast that will help you have a better understanding on environmental regulations and how they relate to your industry. In each episode, we'll talk with experts across various industries who will share their insights with you. This is PPM Simplifies. We're so glad to have you with us. We got an amazing guest today, Mr. Mike Luckett of our Baton Rouge, Louisiana office. Mike's a professional engineer, and he is a long, illustrious environmental career, if I could say that. But Mike is truly a great talent. He represents his profession well. 30-plus years of expertise, variety of different medias. Mike, we're so lucky to have you with us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fabulous, Todd. How are you today?
Man, I'm good. And I know as we talk, there was a little snow event along the Gulf Coast. And I think you guys are on your third day of snow?
Yes, sir. We got about 6.5 inches at my house.
Wow. That's incredible. Have you ever seen that before since you've lived in Baton Rouge?
I have not. Most I've seen is 4.5. So this was pretty crazy.
Amazing, man. Amazing. Well, we also like to recognize Mike's our resident Kentucky Wildcat fan.
Go Big Blue.
There you go. There it is. So come March, he's always helping us get our brackets just right.
That's right.
Well, Mike, you picked out an amazing topic. You wrote a nice blog article on it, and we picked it up. We'll do a podcast on it. And it's something, and of course, this transcends a lot of professions, but certainly in the environmental business, we juggle a lot of competing priorities and tasks. And you sat down and said, hey, let's talk about, you know, how to juggle right. So you caught it juggling 101, and I think our listeners are going to have a lot of fun with this one.
Yep, sounds good.
All right, my friend. So, you know, the article is certainly very intriguing, and using the word juggling, why is that such a doggone good metaphor for environmental consulting?
Well, the art of juggling is to keep a bunch of balls in the air and not let any of them fall away from you. And that's essentially what we do with projects. We get a bunch of projects and we got to keep them all moving, not let any of them drop to the side or get forgotten or end up late or anything like that. And so it essentially is just the art of juggling.
No question. And, you know, it ebbs and flows. You know, there are days where you're looking for things to do, and you're in good shape on your deadlines. And there are days you're just absolutely overwhelmed. And those are the days that you need the help. So what are some key skills that allow consultants and you personally help manage all these competing priorities effectively?
Well, the first thing is just having a good list of what's going on. Because, you know, when you sitting there working and you're trying to get one thing done, and then all of a sudden boss man comes in and he's got two or three other things he wants you to get involved with and help him out, and that has to be done now and that sort of thing. You have to be able to get back on track. And the best way to do that is to have a good list that you keep and with deadlines on it and times it takes to get things done so that you can plan accordingly. So to me, that's going to be the number one thing.
Now, Mike, you know, you and I have been around for a bit, and we were around when everything was on paper. They went into PCs. There's lots of good, you know, tools and apps out there. Do you have any go-to you do to help keep your priorities and your to-dos, and how do you rank them? Do you have any secrets there for us?
Well, I got to confess, I still use a handwritten calendar a lot, and then I use my Outlook a lot just to keep track of things and when things are due and what I've got going on. But yeah, I still use handwritten calendar. I haven't quite gotten into the modern age yet.
Hey man, it's a good thing to have that balance. There's a lot of tools out there, but it is amazing now. And Microsoft Office is an amazing thing to where, you know, on our smartphones, our computers, we're connected all the time or as much as we want to be connected.
Yeah, you can certainly now just tell your watch, hey, put this on the schedule, do whatever date, and you're all of a sudden it's everywhere.
Yeah, no question, just proliferates. So across all of our technology, we talk about, you know, staying focused on what matters the most. How do you go about identifying what are those most important tasks?
Yeah, this is always the challenge, right? Because you always have like the really big things you got to do, and then you got a whole bunch of small things that only take a little bit of time that you've got to do. And a couple of things that I found to be useful One of them came from a book I read called Eat That Frog. And basically it suggests that you attack your big thing in the morning and schedule adequate time for it so you can put the time into it. The challenge there is to make sure you come off of it at some point and deal with some of those small tasks that you've got to deal with. So that's just scheduling time for yourself, I guess, is the main thing. You know, I like to, if I have something big, I like to attack it in the morning when I'm fresh, got my coffee, I'm ready to go. And then after lunch, usually is the time to pick up some of the small tasks and get those knocked out. But having a plan for yourself to keep all of that stuff on your schedule is really important.
Yeah, no question about that. So when you're trying to plan out and prioritize and you're getting hit in multiple directions with multiple needs and different you know, things you've got to work through and juggle, how do you overcome those challenges? What do you do to work through that and make those decisions?
Yeah, the thing you got to do, you know, a lot of times it's whatever the squeaky wheel is, right? That's where the grease is going to go. But, and a lot of times it's, oh, whatever's due next. But you have to look down the long term, because if you've got a report that's due 3 weeks out and you need help from drafting and it's going to take, you know, 3 weeks, and then they're scheduling 3 weeks out, for instance. So if you don't get to it now and get it to them, you won't have it when you need it. So you've really got to look at how long things take, who's helping you, what's their schedule look like, how long is it going to take them to do their part in order to make sure it all comes together at the right time.
So one of the common threads that I'm hearing listening to you is you've touched on it, but let's go a little bit deeper with it. It's communication. So, you know, how do you ensure that, you know, that clear, frequent communication occurs so that, you know, clients, regulators, the consultants have the ability to all stay on the same page and we can successfully juggle all those responsibilities?
Yeah, let's start with clients. Main thing is when a client calls you for something, make sure you get a realistic deadline for it so that you don't give yourself an emergency you didn't need to have. When you're dealing with regulators, typically, if you look like you're going to run behind, something like that, make sure you're talking to them ahead of time. They may say, hey, just get me an extension request and, you know, before the due date and we'll be good to go. You know, and so you're talking to them regularly. And the same thing with your team. You're talking to your team. You're like, hey, I need this in a week. Then, hey, how's this coming? It's due in 3 days. How's this coming? It's due tomorrow. Making sure you're talking to them so that you understand where things are and they understand to stay on top of whatever it is they're trying to do for you.
That's exactly right, man. Exactly right. So we bring in, you know, I guess younger staff, you're involved in a lot of different associations, Mike. You bump into people, they're getting their career started or want to get better, being a consultant. So what advice do you give an individual like that that wants to improve their skills, help them get better at juggling competing priorities? What do you say in those cases?
I got a couple of things. I think number one is figure out a system that works for you and that you're going to stick to. So if it's a written calendar, if it's putting it on your Outlook, if it's one of the various softwares out there that you can use for that sort of thing, whatever it is, make sure you're using it and make sure you're updating it regularly. As long as you stay on top of that, that'll help you keep a track of what you have going on. And then make sure you communicate with people. Don't think, don't wonder, don't, you know, wish, call them up and ask them, you know. If you send them an email, maybe they don't see the email for 2 days. Call them up and ask them. Talk to your people. Talk to your clients. Talk to your regulators. Talk to whoever you have to talk to in order to make sure you stay on top of things. And one other thing that I think is really important, I picked it up from one of the books I read, is to take a day to yourself, a library day, to organize your stuff. So instead of going to the office, go to the library. You know, sign out for the day and organize all your stuff. Get all your administrative tasks done. Get your calendar in order. Get all your projects in order so you can make sure that you've got everything straight so that when you jump back into the fire in the office, you'll be ready to handle it.
You know, Mike, as I kind of think about it and trying to think what's a common misstep, and it's a task, and it's meetings, be it a regulatory meeting or a client meeting. But, you know, I think everyone through their career has had a situation where you set a meeting a few weeks, a few months in advance, and then all of a sudden somehow you just overlook it, you miss it. What would be, you know, some techniques you could take advantage of to just ensure you don't miss an important task like that?
I think the biggest thing is to use your calendar to give you a nod a week in advance or 2 weeks in advance or however much time you need, and then keep giving you a nod up until you get to that point. That way you've got that constant reminder there. It's like, oh, I've got this meeting next week. And then come Monday, oh, I've got this meeting this week on Thursday. Come Wednesday, there's a meeting tomorrow. Something like, use your technology. That's going to be the biggest thing that's going to help keep you straight on what's coming up and what you got to prepare for.
Yeah, that's well said. And, those tools are there for us to use, and there's really no excuse for that, but you know, that staying focused, keeping your calendar clear. And that's one of the big takeaways to me is we're barraged. Things are moving so much faster now. I mean, we produce so much more information. It comes out so much faster. Every aspect of our life, you know, social media, the tools to help, you know, when we started the business, Mike, we would write reports by hand, and then, you know, staff would, you know, type them out for us. Well, we can do all that now. We can use templates and do a lot of things that help us move forward quicker. But as we wrap up this podcast, and it's been wonderful to talk on this topic, what would be your most important takeaway that you want our listeners to hear that would help them, you know, make ensure they keep things, you know, as balanced as they can, and they're very successful at juggling multitask?
I think the biggest thing is to find a method or a technique to keep up with things that works for you and stick to it. Because all the methods in the world are useless if you don't do it and if you don't stay on top of it. So figure out what works for you. If something different is going to work for everybody, but stick to it. And, you know, as long as you do that, you should be able to stay on top of everything.
Mike, this has been tremendous. Thank you so much for taking time and doing this with us. Thanks for putting this information together. I know our listeners, there's a topic that affects, no matter what you do, affects all of us. So hopefully you found some little treasure in there as we visited. If you'd like to talk to Mike or me more, we love to talk. The fastest way to find us, if you don't know how to get to us, is go to our website, ppmco.com. Go to the About Us section. You'll find Mike and I's our links in there, and you can click in, call us, email us, however you'd like to do that. We would love to visit with you. Well, Mike, again, thank you so much. Anything you want to say before we take off other than go blue?
Oh, well, no, go big blue about covers it, I think.
Okay, man. Hey, well, thanks so much for being here with us. To our listeners, thanks for joining us for another podcast. A little bit different, but I hope this one helps you sharpen your tool a little bit, and you got a little value out of it. So thanks for tuning in. And again, this is PPM Simplifies. Thank you for finding our podcast. For more information, be sure to visit our website at ppmco.com. To stay updated on new episodes, feel free to subscribe to PPM Simplifies on your podcast app of choice. Until next time, this is PPM Simplifies.